Hello, from the WPS Pod Plus Club, brought to you by Kayla,
Phoebe,
Tink,
Aaliyah,
Nathan.
Welcome to our 12th episode.
We are very excited to share the latest at WPS.
May 27th to June 3rd was Reconciliation Week.
National Reconciliation Week is a special week in Australia.
We learnt about First Nations histories and cultures.
We learnt how to show kindness and respect.
May 27th is the anniversary of 1967 referendum.
Australians voted to remove unfair rules about First Nation peoples.
June 3rd is the anniversary of the 1992 Mabo decision.
This decision recognised native titles and the connection Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders people have to the land.
On Monday this week, we had an incursion with Dion Drummond.
We explored First Nations histories and cultures through music and dance.
Dion showed us First Nations clothing, musical instruments, and talked about his culture.
Reconciliation means learning from the past, showing respect, and moving forward together.
This week, we are interviewing one of our First Nations students, Nathan.
What does Reconciliation Week mean to you?
Reconciliation Week is about people learning more about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures, histories and communities. It helps bring people together.
What do you like about your culture?
I like learning about my culture, country, our history and the traditions that have been passed down through generations. It makes me feel connected to who I am and where I come from.
What makes you proud?
I am proud to be Aboriginal and proud of my family, culture and community. I am proud that our culture is the oldest living culture in the world and that is still strong today.
Do you have a favourite story, song, dance or tradition?
I enjoy learning Dreamtime stories because they teach important lessons and help me understand more about my culture and country.
What part of Aboriginal culture do you like people learning about?
I like people learning that Aboriginal culture is the oldest living culture in the world and that every Aboriginal community is different with its own stories, traditions and connections to country.
How can students show respect at school?
Students can show respect by listening, being kind, learning about Aboriginal culture and history, and including everyone.
What makes you feel welcome at school?
I feel welcome when teachers and students respect my culture, include everyone, and make me feel like I belong. Seeing Aboriginal flags, artwork, and learning about culture at school also makes me feel welcome.
What's something kind people can do during Reconciliation Week?
People can take time to learn about Aboriginal history and culture.
What is one thing you hope our school keeps doing after Reconciliation Week?
I hope our school keeps learning about Aboriginal culture all year, not just during Reconciliation Week.
Now it's time for our inter-school sports report.
Our girl team went up against Mernda Park.
Our AFL and NPL teams came away with another great win.
Go WPS!
Our current house point leader is Doolin with 6,135 points.
We would now like to welcome Mrs. Murphy to the podcast
to announce the cast of Seussical Junior.
Firstly, I would like to begin by saying a massive congratulations to everybody that participated in the auditions, both in the solo auditions and the dance audition. We had over 120 students apply to be part of Seussical Junior. A massive congratulations to our lead role cast, Emerson F. playing Jojo, Evie playing Cat in the Hat, Niren playing Horton, Wade playing Mr. Mayor, Cadence playing Mrs. Mayor, Nora playing Gertrude McFuzz, Phoebe playing Maisie LaBird, Bonnie playing Sour Kangaroo, Peyton playing Young Kangaroo, Henry M and Levi O playing Wickersham 1, Henry C and Lincoln playing Wickersham 2, Tiernan and Bodie playing Wickersham 3, Ellie playing Bird Girl 1, Ava playing Bird Girl 2, Samantha playing Bird Girl 3, Aaron playing Judge Yodel the Turtle, Andy T playing Vlad Vladikoff, Hayden W playing The Grinch, Mia M playing Thing 1, and Tink playing Thing 2. Another massive congratulations to all of the students who have made it as part of our ensemble in our production. To find out your role in the show, if you could not hear me clearly or if you are part of the ensemble, you can see the official cast list posted on the wall outside the library and outside the performing arts room. Thank you again to everyone that auditioned and showed interest in the musical. We are so excited to begin rehearsals next term.
Now for the joke of the week.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Granny.
Granny who?
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Granny.
Granny who?
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Aunt.
R2.
Aren't you glad Granny's gone?
Before we finish, a big happy birthday for this week to
Alice, Aubrey, Ryder, Lyrian, Parker, Mackenzie,
and Colby.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode
from the Whittlesea Primary School Podcast Club.
See you next week.
Bye!